May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
我们继续早上来学习保罗的心。
We will continue studying the topic of this morning, which is the mind and heart of Paul.
保罗蒙拣选以后，一直服侍神，一直到殉道为止。
After Paul was called by the Lord, he served him until the end of his life.
他的一生在神看起来是极有价值的。
And his life was highly valued by the Lord.
因为他选择以服侍神做他的生活方式。
Because he chose servitude to God as his lifestyle.
我们每一个人面对我们的前面的日子，我们都有自由的选择。
We have free will as to how we will conduct the days of our lives.
到底要怎么来过我们的日子。
And we can choose how we will spend our days.
如果我们没有服侍神。
If we do not serve God.
从属灵上来看，人生是很虚空的。
If we see our lives from the spiritual perspective, then it is vain and useless.
小的钱加在一起变成大的钱。
Small amounts of money, when they are accumulated, it becomes a great amount.
小的知识加在一起变成很有知识。
And small bits of knowledge become an accumulation of great knowledge.
但是小的盼望加在一起会等于什么？
But what is the sum of small quantities of hope?
你仔细看，当学生的时候，我们有盼望。
When we are students, we have these dreams.
要在最好的学校拿最好的成绩。
We want to go to the best school and get the best grade.
这个盼望结束了。
And when this expectation is completed,
进到最好的公司找最好的工作。
We go into the best company and find the best job.
但同时成立家庭的盼望。
And then we have this dream or expectation of having our own family.
教育子女的盼望。
And then this hope of educating our children.
那这些所有的盼望加在一起等于什么？
What is the sum of all of these hopes?
如果圣经看清楚一点，等于没有盼望。
According to the Bible, it is as if we had no hope.
为什么？
Why is that?
到年纪大，死就来了。
Because when our old age comes, death comes along also.
20岁是社青的开始， young adult.
At age 20, we are young adults.
40岁是中年的开始。
At 40 years old, we are middle-aged.
60岁是老年的开始。
And at age 60, we are seniors.
80岁是日落的开始。
And at 80 years old, it is the beginning of the end.
当日落开始，人还有什么盼望？
And at the end of our days, what hope do we have?
虽然拥有很多无限好的回忆，
Even though we have countless good memories,
但那都会过去的。
Those have all passed away.
再往前看，我们还有什么？
What do we have as we look forward?
所以人生如果没有服侍神啊，是很虚空的。
If we do not serve God in our lives, then our lives are vain.
因为很多小的盼望加在一起等于没有盼望。
Because many small hopes added together mean no hope.
因此，越早觉悟，我们的人生会过得越有意义，越有价值。
And the sooner we realize this, the greater value our life will have.
服侍神是一种机会，也是一种恩典。
Serving God is an opportunity and a grace.
所以当这个机会恩典来到，需要把握。
We need to take advantage of this opportunity and this blessing from God.
那我们要服侍神，我们如果看保罗的一生，最重要的就是内心的更新变化。
When we serve God and we take the example of Paul's life, the biggest lesson is the transformation of his inner heart.
这也是最困难的。
This is also the most challenging task.
因为唯有我们的内心不断的成长，我们的服事才能够变成越来越美。
Unless we are continually growing internally, only then will our servitude become more and more beautiful.
使我们的服事真的对教会有造就，然后对人也有造就。
It is only then that our servitude would be useful to others and to the church.
所以在保罗这个很繁忙的服事当中，我们试着去看他背后的心态是什么。
In the abundance of Paul's servitude, we should look to his background.
今天早上我们提到保罗的信心。
This morning we spoke of Paul's faith.
使他能够超越服事的障碍。
It helped him to transcend all of the obstacles in his servitude.
服事的障碍是什么？
What are the obstacles of servitude?
一个，世界的引诱。
First, it is the temptations of this world.
第二个是苦难的逼迫。
Secondly, it is the trials of suffering.
甚至死亡的引导。
And thirdly, it is the arrival of death.
第二个，保罗的心就是爱心。
The second type of heart of Paul is the heart of love.
那我们再下午来看第三个心态。
And now we will examine the third type of heart he had.
提摩太前书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
第一章十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督，因为他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
Verse 12, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service.
在这里保罗很清楚，他知道从神看来他是忠心的。
Paul knows very clearly here that in God's perspective, he is faithful.
这一点非常重要。
This is important.
服侍神需要忠心。
We need to be faithful in our service of God.
有时候我们常常发现在社会上做事情都有老板在监督。
Sometimes when we are working in this role, we will have supervisors observing us.
但是在教会做事情没有老板。
But in the church, we do not have a boss.
你要怎么做你就怎么做。
You can do as you please.
所以有时候我们发现教会的工作很难协调，每个人都有他自己的想法。
Sometimes it is difficult to consolidate the work in church because every person has their own perspective.
但是这不应该是一个正常的现象。
But this should not be a normal circumstance in church.
因为我们的服事，神要求的就是忠心。
Because what God requires of our service is faithfulness.
那到底忠心是什么意思？
What does it mean to be faithful?
有时候我们发现教会每个人都很爱主啊。
We may think everyone in church loves God.
但是讲起意见来，每个人意见都不一样。
But when everyone shares their opinions, it is all different.
而且又相当坚持自己的意见。
And everyone holds on to their own opinion.
所以争的有时候争的很不愉快。
And this causes unpleasantness.
那忠心是什么？
What is faithfulness?
我们先来看哥林多前书。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章的十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。十五节。
15.
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有人能够看透他。十六节。
16.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但是我们是有基督的心。
Verse 14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15. The spiritual man takes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
在这三节圣经节里面提到有两种人。
There are two types of people described in these three verses.
十四节说属血气的人。
In verse 14, it is the man of this world.
第一节第一句话。
The man without the spirit.
Okay. 属血气的人。
The man of flesh.
那第二种人十五节属灵的人。
The second type of man is describing verse 15, the spiritual man.
这个属血气的人也可以说我们人生下来我们是有血气的。
The man of flesh is that person who is born into this world.
你生下来带有血有肉啊，这个叫做属血气的人。
Those who are born will have flesh and blood. That is a man of flesh.
所以我们还没有信耶稣以前，每一个人都是属血气的。
Before we believe in Jesus Christ, every person is a person of the flesh.
那我有满腔的热心我要来做圣工，这样有什么不好？
What is wrong with all my zeal to do holy work?
有一点不好。
There is one point that is wrong.
不是热心不好。
It is not that devotion is wrong.
而是在十四节的下半句。
But rather the point brought up by the second part of verse 14.
说属血气的不会领会神灵的事。
Because the man of the flesh cannot understand those things of the spirit of God.
不能知道。
Cannot know them.
也就是说他没有办法去了解神的心啊。
That means he cannot understand the heart of God.
那十五节另外一种人叫做属灵人。
The second type of man is the spiritual man of verse 15.
那我们就讲属灵人到底什么？
What is the spiritual man?
哦，我圣经读十遍，你只有读八遍，所以我比你属灵，是不是这样？
Is it that if I read the Bible 10 times and you only read 5 times, then I'm more spiritual than you are?
啊，我祷告一天三次，你一天只有祷告一次，所以我比你属灵。
If I pray 3 times a day, and you only pray 1 time a day, does that mean I'm more spiritual than you are?
或者说我带十个慕道者，你只有带一个，那我比你属灵，是不是这样？
Or if I bring 10 truth-seeking friends, and you only bring 1, does that mean I'm more spiritual than you are?
所以这个属血气跟属灵到底是怎么分辨？
What is the difference between the man of the flesh and the spiritual man?
那我到底是属血气的还是属灵的？
Am I a spiritual one or a fleshy one?
有时候我连我们自己也不知道。
Sometimes we cannot even discern ourselves.
有时候我们在教会里面呢，意见很强，到底我是属血气、属灵，我自己也不知道。
And sometimes we may have our very strong opinions, and we do not even know whether or not we're spiritual.
那我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?
所以这种人是有神的心去教导他。
It is only the one who has the mind of Christ who can instruct him.
那十五节，属灵人能够看透万事。
The spiritual man makes judgments about all things.
所谓看透万事，就是他有属灵的智慧。
Making judgments about all things means that he has spiritual wisdom.
所以对这个事情的对错看得很清楚。
And he can discern between the right and the wrong choice in a circumstance.
当然，所谓对错要有一个标准啊。
There has to be a standard when it comes to good and evil.
那个标准就是神的旨意啊。
And the standard is the will of God.
所以这个属灵的人就是对神的旨意看得很清楚。
The spiritual man has very clear discernment of the will of God.
所以看透万事。
And therefore he can judge all things.
十六节最后一句话。
Verse 16.
但是我们是有基督的心呐。
But we have the mind of Christ.
所以啊，我们这个人的心态不一样，有时候看事情感觉会不太一样。
And every person's perspective is different when we look at the same situation.
因此，我们在服侍神的过程当中啊，有时候会被人论断。
And as we are serving, we may sometimes be judged by others.
那这是一个很大的考验。
This is a great challenge.
如果我们没有办法经历过人的论断哦。服侍神，服侍不会久了。
If we cannot transcend the judgment of man, then we cannot serve God long term.
我在教会也没有拿钱，我热心做工，没有人感谢我，又论断我。
I don't receive a salary from church, yet I do a lot of holy work. I am not thanked, but rather criticized.
那我就不做了。
Then I won't do it anymore.
有的人就这样，就不做圣工了。
And some follow this pattern and stop doing holy work.
其实人在面对论断的时候，怎么来面对？这个就是属灵不属灵一个很重要的时刻。
One way to tell whether or not we are truly spiritual is how we deal with this judgment of man.
我们看保罗怎么面对人的论断。
And how did Paul face the judgment of man?
然后在论断当中来看他怎么回应，来了解他的心态是什么。
And we can understand what his mind and heart was depending on how he responded to this judgment.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章的第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们被你们论断或被别人论断，我都极为极小的事。连我自己也不论断自己。第四节。
Four.
我虽然不觉得自己有错，也却不能够因此称义，但判断我的乃是主。六节。
Five.
时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照着暗中的隐情显明人心里的意念，那时要从神那里得着称赞。这里保罗讲得很清楚，求管家的要他有忠心。
Paul says very clearly, the one who has been entrusted something must be prove himself faithful.
然后第三节就开始在提到服事的考验。
And in verse 3, he begins speaking of the obstacles and challenges of servitude.
就是被人论断。
And that is to be judged by humans.
那这个保罗怎么来处理这个问题？
How did Paul resolve this problem?
所以保罗说，我被你们论断，被别人论断，我都以为极小的事。
He said, I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court.
为什么保罗他不在乎人怎么论断他？
Why didn't Paul care how he was judged by man?
我想两个原因。
I think there are two reasons.
第四节。
Verse 4.
最后，判断我的是乃是主。
It is the Lord who judges me.
哦，所以到最后啊，真的懂得我们的啊存心的是神。
It is only God who understands our inner motive.
哦，这个最重要。
That is what is most important.
保罗已经很清楚知道他是忠心，神肯定他，他是忠心的。
Paul knew clearly that he was faithful and that God had acknowledged his faithfulness.
所以既然他知道神肯定他很忠心，人怎么讲他就不在乎了。
And because he was confident that God knew of his faithfulness, he did not care about the judgment of man.
那我们现在问题在哪里？
Then what is the problem?
我们现在问题就是我们很注重人怎么看。
The problem is that we care very much about other people's opinions of us.
很注重人怎么说。
And we care about what people say about us.
但是我们对神怎么看，神怎么感觉，很迟钝。
But we are not very sensitive to God's opinion of us.
那如果一个人哦，不知道神怎么想，我们所做所想的，但是很在意人怎么看，怎么说，我们的服事会偏的。
But if a person cares too much about people's opinions and not about the opinion of God, then his servitude will be corrupted.
因为服事是服事神啊。
Because when we serve, we need to serve God.
那我们不晓得神的想法。
And if we do not know the mind of Christ,
我们一直看人的想法。
And we look to the mind of people.
这个服事会偏向人的想法去了。
Then our servitude will turn towards man.
所以保罗说啊，哦，判断我的乃是主。
So Paul said, "The one who judges me is the Lord."
他知道神看他是忠心。
He knew that the Lord deemed him faithful.
然后他又说，在第五节。
He also said in verse 5, "Therefore judge nothing."
主来要照着心中的隐情，人心里显明人心的意念。
The Lord will expose the motives of men's hearts.
可见说。我们人做事情服侍神最深处的那个动机最重要。
What is most important is that motivation when we are serving God.
所以有时候我们常常讲，我怎么想，我为什么这样讲，我为什么这样做。
We may ask ourselves, why do I think this way or why do I do this?
我们仔细去想那个动机。
We think about our motivation.
那所谓忠心就是我为什么这样讲？我为什么这样做？到最后的目的不是为我自己，是为着讨神喜欢。
And faithfulness is defined not by why, the reason that we do it is because of God.
你看那个犹大，主耶稣这个玛利亚在献香膏。
For example, Judas when Mary was anointing the Lord with oil.
犹大说好可惜哦，你这个卖掉可以分给穷人啊。
And Judas said that this all could have been sold and given to the poor.
听他讲本身这个人很有爱心啊。
And if we heard that, we would think this person is so merciful and compassionate.
这个卖掉可以分给穷人啊。
If we sold this, the money could be given to the poor.
一瓶香膏一倒下去就没有，太可惜了。
But if you just pour out this oil, then it has been wasted.
但是圣经里面接着讲说，他是贪心的，他因为他是管银库的。
But the Bible says that Judas was greedy because he took care of the money box.
就是他内心那个最深目那个隐情，他并不是真的怜悯贫穷，而是钱放进来我可以用啊。
His inner motivation was not mercy and compassion towards the poor, but that he could use that money.
所以犹大在人看起来可能是一个大好人，但是在神看起来他不是忠心的。
In the eyes of people, Judas may have seemed a very good man, but in the eyes of God, he was only a greedy person.
因为他心里面那个最深处，他不是为神啊。
Because in his inner heart, he did not do things for God.
他这个讲是为自己啊。
He was saying this for his own benefit.
所以我们在服侍神啊，忠心很重要。
Therefore, when we are serving God, it is important to keep a pure motivation.
因此我们要了解神要我们怎么做。
We must understand what the Lord's will is.
这需要有智慧。
And this requires wisdom.
这样我们在面对人的这个论断的时候，我们能够站得很稳。
Therefore, when we face the judgment of man, we can stand strong.
我们看马太福音十一章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十一章十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 18.
约翰来的也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。十九节。
19.
人子来的也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的。是税吏跟罪人的朋友。我们发现主耶稣传道的时候，还有一个约翰，施洗约翰。
When the Lord started preaching, John the Baptist still was alive.
那这两个人生活方式非常不一样。
And they had two different lifestyles.
施洗约翰人就论断他了。
John the Baptist was judged by others.
因为他不吃也不喝。
Because he did not go about eating and drinking.
觉得这个人很奇怪。
They thought he was very odd.
啊，他是被鬼附着的。
He has a demon.
啊，那主耶稣来。
And then Jesus Christ came
完全不一样，他又吃又喝。
He was completely different. He came about eating and drinking.
而人又论断他，他是贪食好酒的。
They judged him, saying he's a glutton and a drunkard.
那请问，如果我们处在那个时代，你是要吃要喝呢，还是不吃不喝？
If we had lived during that time period, we would be eating and drinking or not eating and drinking.
这个就变得很难了。
This is difficult.
但是最后一句话是什么？
What is the conclusion?
在马太十一章的十九节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 19.
但智慧之子终以智慧为事。
But wisdom is proved right by her actions.
也就是说，一个人有智慧，他会去了解他的动机，他的原因，然后才知道我们要怎么做。
A person who has wisdom will first understand his motivation and then will know what to do.
这个叫做忠心。
This is faithfulness.
为什么约翰来不吃不喝？
Why did John the Baptist not come eating and drinking?
因为他来要为主耶稣铺路。
Because he came to prepare the way for the Lord.
像以利亚一样。
Just like the prophet Elijah.
那他有以利亚的心智跟能力。
He had the heart and the power of Elijah.
那这个心智的能力啊，是从禁食祷告来的。
This heart and power came from fasting prayer.
那他的心智没有改变了。
And his heart did not change.
就是为主耶稣铺路。
His only mission was to prepare the way for the Lord.
所以他的形态就是不吃不喝。
And that is why his lifestyle was not eating nor drinking.
那为什么主耶稣来又吃又喝？
Then why did the Lord come eating and drinking?
因为他来救罪人啊。
Because he came to save sinners.
所以在吃喝的场合里面有很多罪人。
And in this environment of eating and drinking, he could be exposed to many sinners.
所以他的目的不是吃喝，是去那个场合去救人。
His motivation was not eating and drinking, rather to go to this place and save souls.
所以如果我们有那个智慧，能够看清楚他最后的原因，他的动机，那我们就知道要怎么来服侍神，叫做忠心。
We can be faithful by seeing our motivation and then acting accordingly.
所以保罗的心是忠心的。
Therefore, the heart of Paul was one of faithfulness.
这是神所肯定的。
This was acknowledged by God.
好，我们再来看《使徒行传》。
Let us refer to the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》的二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十章二十三节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 23.
但知道圣灵在各城向我指证说有捆锁与患难等待我。二十四节。
24。
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要我行完我的路程，成就我从主所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
23. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. 24.However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
这个保罗到传道最末期啊，已经有人被圣灵感动了，所以有患难跟捆锁在等待他。
And Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit, knowing that all that awaited him was hardship and trials.
那我们看保罗怎么去回应。
What was Paul's response?
二十四节。
24.
我不以性命为念。
I consider my life worth nothing to me.
只要行完我的路程，成就我从主所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
保罗有神给他一个意象。
Paul received a vision from God.
就是要做外邦人的使徒。
Which was to be a prophet unto the Gentiles.
他就尽他最大的力量投进去把它做好。
And he invested all of his effort to do this well.
能够完成神对我的托付。
So that he could complete this commission from God.
生命啊，就不是很重要了。
And for him, life was no longer important.
这个叫做忠心，毫无保留。
This is faithfulness to not keep back anything.
所以今天我们有时候在社会上，在公司上班啊，为着保有一个工作，或者要先升迁的机会，都是没有保留的投入。
And sometimes in this role, we try to keep a job or to keep a position.
没有保留了，全部都投进去了。
And we have left nothing behind and invested everything to keep this job or position.
上班上了好多时间，回到家又上班。
And we spend so much time in our work that even we do overtime even when we go home.
但是当我们在做圣工。
But when we are doing holy work,
常常我们却有保留。
we will be reserved.
啊，做到一定程度，差不多了。
We will only do it to an certain extent.
什么叫做忠心？
What is faithfulness?
如果像保罗的例子。
From Paul's example,
就是尽最大的力量，不但把它做好、做完，而且把它做好。
We see that faithfulness is investing a lot of effort to complete it and to do it well.
这个叫忠心啊。
This is faithfulness.
那结果交给神。
And the results are in the hands of God.
所以领五千的
，The one who receives 5,000,
啊，他赚五千。
He earned 5,000.
领两千的
，The one who received 2,000,
赚两千。
He earned 2,000.
仔细看哦。神对这两个人的称赞完全一样。
But the praise that they received from the Lord was the same.
良善忠心，可以进到我里面享受永生。
Good and faithful servant, you may come in and share in eternal life.
所以有的人的才能是五千。
Some have received 5,000.
有的人才能是两千。
And some have received 2,000 worth of talents.
这个有差别的。
And there is a difference.
但是一定要尽量的去做。
But as long as we invest everything.
当然结果会不一样，因为才能不一样，恩赐不一样。
The result will be different because the gifts and talents are different.
那尽量去做，这个就是忠心，不管它的结果。
But regardless of the result, if we have done everything we can, then that is faithfulness.
所以忠心不是用结果来算的。
Therefore, faithfulness cannot be calculated with the result.
忠心是用神给我们多少，我们投入多少，这样来看。
Faithfulness can be determined by how much we invest from those things that we have received from the Lord.
这是保罗的心。
This is the heart of Paul.
忠心到死。
To be faithful unto death.
好，我们再来看第四个保罗的心。
Now we will examine the fourth heart of Paul.
啊，哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章的第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9.
所以我无论是住在身内离开身外，我立的志向要得主的喜悦。
Verse 9, so we make it our goal to please him whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
这里保罗说他立一个志向。
Paul set a goal for himself.
不论是住在身内就是活着，离开身外就是死，他有一个志向。
Whether he was in the body alive or whether he was dead, he had one goal.
就是要得到神的喜欢。
Was to receive the favor of the Lord.
所以保罗的服事，他有一个心呢，就是要通过我的服事，让我的主人高兴。
Paul's desire was that his service would be pleasing to the Lord.
有时候我们在教会做圣工啊，看到周围都是人。
Sometimes when we are doing holy work in the church, we only see people around us.
但是没有看到神。
But we cannot see God.
所以这个做圣工久了以后，我们忘记了我们是在服事神。
And after we have served for some time, we forget that we are serving God.
我们很认真在做工，但是我们忘记了那个工的主人是神。
We are toiling and laboring, but we forget that the Lord of this labor is the Lord.
那这个保罗的心呢，就是他常常提醒自己，我是在服侍神，我所做的要让神高兴。
Paul continually reminded himself that his duty is to win the favor of God through his work.
我想我们这一点是非常重要的。
And this is a very important point.
因为蒙神高兴啊，将来才天国才能有赏赐。
It is only when we earn the Lord's favor that we can have reward in heaven.
所以我们在世界上的工作，你都是有老板的。
In the world, we will have our bosses.
那你想想看，我们在公司怎么去投入，要得到老板的喜欢
？What do we need to do in a job to receive our boss's favor?
那我们在教会里面服事，我们的老板就是神。
When we serve in the church, our boss is God.
那怎么样讨神喜欢
？How can we receive God's favor?
我想看一节圣经的哥罗西书。
Let's refer to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
哥罗西书的第一章第九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。第十节，好叫你们行事为人对得其主，凡事蒙他喜悦。这里在保罗在提到他为哥罗西教会的信徒祷告。
Paul prayed for the Colossian believers
让他们凡事蒙神的喜悦。
so I could please God in every way.
就是我们所做每一件事情啊，神看来都很喜欢。
That is to say that every single thing we do will be pleasing to God.
那这个要怎么做？
And how are we to go about it?
第九节。
Verse 9.
为你们祈求，在属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
We have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我们知道信仰生活有两个层面，第一个是感性。
There are two levels of our spiritual walk.
一个是感性的，你唱诗啊，这个很感动。
One is to be moved, such as by hymns.
哦，那有时候我们听一个见证也很感动。
Or when we are moved by a testimony.
啊，团契大家很感动。
Or when we have a fellowship and we are moved by this fellowship.
弟兄姊妹彼此相爱都很感动。
Or when we see the love between brothers and sisters.
那另外一个层面就是理性的。
And there is a different level, which is the logical.
好，这里说属灵的智慧悟性上。
Which is in the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
属灵的悟性就是属灵的了解能力。
Spiritual wisdom is the ability to understand at a spiritual level.
那属灵的智慧就是属灵的判断能力。
And it is also spiritual reasoning.
哦，所以对我们所做的事情不只是一种感动，我很爱主这样而已。有一个属灵的判断力跟这个领悟能力去了解神要我们怎么做。
We should not only seek to be spiritually moved, but to have the spiritual wisdom and understanding to know what God wants us to do.
那这样我们才能够蒙神喜悦。
It is only in this way that we can gain God's favor.
你想想看，保罗以前还没有信耶稣，不是很爱神吗？
Before Paul came to believe in Christ, didn't he love God?
他也投入很多。
He also invested much.
但是后来他说我是罪人的头。
But he said he was chief among sinners.
因为那个时候他没有属灵的判断力跟了解力。
Because at that time he did not have the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
结果他所做的反而是逼迫耶稣。
And all he had done was persecute Jesus Christ.
扫罗是一个王。
Saul was a king.
哦，但神交他一个工作，你把去杀亚玛利人。
But God only gave him one task, which is go and kill that Amalekite.
结果扫罗就用个人的喜好取代了神给他的命令。
Saul used his own desire to replace God's command.
那神就叫先知去跟他讲啊，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
God sent a prophet to tell King Saul that it is better to obey than to sacrifice.
所以最重要是听命顺命。
It is better to obey and to submit.
就是了解神的旨意，去遵从，去顺从，因为他是我们的主。
To understand God's will and to obey His commandments because He is our Lord.
所以我们在服侍神，要常常把神摆在面前。
As we are serving the Lord, we must place Him before us.
我就是以他为我的主人。
And make the Lord our master.
我每一件事情要讨他，得到他的喜欢。
And everything that we do, it is to please Him.
用这个目标来服侍神。
This should be our goal in servitude.
怎么做对教会最好？
What can we do to better serve the church?
个人没有关系。
It doesn't matter what our individual opinion is.
怎么做神会喜欢？
What do we need to do so that God will be pleased?
我们喜欢自己喜欢不喜欢这没有关系。
It doesn't matter whether or not it pleases us.
那如果我们用这样的目标啊，我们服侍到最后，我们服侍会非常的美。
And if we have this goal in our servitude, at the end of our servitude, it will be considered very beautiful.
因为达到那个目标已经无我了。
Because if we have accomplished this goal, there is no longer myself.
只有神啊，我只是一个器皿。
Only God exists. We are only an instrument.
他就是主人，我就是仆人。
And He is the master. We are only a servant.
这是一个目标啊。
This is to be our goal.
最后一个心。
And finally, His last heart.
我们看罗马书第十五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我立的志向不在。基督的名被传过的地方，免得建造在别人的根基上。
20. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
这个英文翻得相当不错， ambition. Ambition 再翻回来中文就是野心，当然野心这个字好像不太好。
Then ambition is a greed.
中文翻作志向。这个保罗有一个志向。
And Paul had this ambition.
就是不在别人传过福音的地方传福音。
He did not want to preach where Christ had already been preached before.
所以他有一个属灵的志向，或者说属灵的野心。
He had a spiritual ambition.
有时候我看到我们这些年轻人呢，在这个世界上的那种志向或者野心呢，我真的很佩服。
And I admire this ambition that young people have in this world.
在公司上班。
They go to work.
晚上再去念一个 MBA degree.
And they take evening classes to get an MBA degree.
有的住在北加州，飞到南加州来上课。
Some live in Northern California and they fly to Southern California to take classes.
有的夫妻分离。
And some couples have to be separated for this.
两三年了。
For a span of 2 or 3 years.
真的很有志向。
And they have a great ambition.
哇，为什么？
Why is that?
因为 MBA 出来以后，你的工作会更好，配更高。
Because once they have an MBA degree, they will have a higher salary.
所以我在想啊，我们这个年轻人如果对神的工作有这种 ambition 志向，多好。
And I think how wonderful it would be if our youth had this ambition towards the Lord.
就是我们对神的工作要有一种理想。
We need to have a dream or an ideal for the servitude in Christ.
有一次我去看一个外教会的长老。
Once I went to visit an elder in another church.
讲起来，长老是跟我比我年纪还小。
And he was younger than I am.
他被安利做长老，就托付给他了，就牧养那个教会的华人部门，大概有300多个信徒。
And after he was ordained as an elder, he was in charge of the Asian department, which was comprised of about 300 believers.
他在 Intel 上班。
And he worked in Intel.
我问他说：“那你白天在做什么？然后你下班你要做什么？”
I asked him, "What do you do after work?"
他说他到神学院去选一个课子。要修一个学位。
And I go to the theological seminar to get a degree.
3年。
For the span of 3 years.
每天下班要去上课。
He went to this class every day for 3 years.
那要做作业，这个周日放假要去上课。
And then on the weekends he had to also go to class and do his assignments.
我问他说你这样要做什么？
And I asked him what he wanted to do now.
他说我希望能够有这个神学训练，使我能够把这个工作做好。
I want to have this theological training so I can conduct this work better.
就我就发现这个基督徒很有志向。
And I thought this Christian has a good ambition.
他要把他的工作做好，所以他投入去追求，装备自己。
He wants to do a good job, so he goes and equips himself.
所以今天我们对教会的圣工啊，如果大家觉得说啊教会不错了。
But if our attitude towards the church today is that the service is just fine,
那教会大概就停在这个情况。
Then the church will not grow beyond this point.
但是如果大家有一个志向，
But if everyone has this ambition,
投入去追求，
and invest in it,
教会就会成长。
Then the church will grow.
那这个就是保罗的心。
This is the heart of Paul.
在属灵上他没有满足现况。
In the spiritual realm, he was not content.
他希望福音传得更广。
He wanted the gospel to be preached to a greater extent.
他希望他的灵性更高。
And he wanted to heighten his spirituality.
我不是觉得我已经得着。
He didn't think that he had already attained it.
我是忘记背后，努力前面。
He forgets what is behind and he presses on forward.
有属灵的理想跟志向。
This is the spiritual ambition.
所以有时候我看到有的信徒真的很感动。
And sometimes I'm moved by the believers.
非常的追求。
Because they have this heart of pursuit and devotion.
这个就是保罗的心。
This is the heart of Paul.
所以让我们来学习保罗的心。
Let us learn from the heart of Paul.
使我们的服事也能够跟保罗一样的美。
So that our servitude may be as beautiful as that of Paul.
能够造就人，也能够荣耀神。
So that it may edify others and glorify God.
唱诗。